5 because Route 1, we have a crash northbound before you get up to 123, causing big delays forming there. 66 volume with us through Manassas, Centerville. Then you're pretty good through Fair Oaks up to the Beltway. 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowest stretch through there. And then you're good down through Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Have an idea for a new product or app? Protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's mainly rain mixing with some snow and maybe some sleet or freezing rain, especially west or north. And then a winter storm watch will kick in at midnight tonight as precipitation becomes all snow. 40 degrees today, 34 overnight tonight. Periods of snow tomorrow with temperatures holding in the middle 30s, maybe 5 to 8 inches of snowfall with some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 39 in Burke, 37 in Bowie, 41 at Reagan National. Facebook's stock value plunges by $37 billion. In a single day. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Joining us at 7:05 is Alan Bakari. He is the senior tech reporter for Breitbart News. We're talking to him about Facebook shenanigans. There's a lot going on. 7:15, Chris Shorter, D.C. Director of Public Works. We're going to get some snow, find out how they're preparing for that. At 7:35, Loudoun County School Board member Jill Turgan. There is a vote tonight on school violence policies. At 8:05, Chuck Thies, D.C. political analyst. Comments made by some Councilmember Trayon White, a Facebook video posted. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, he's back. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. There's so much going on here with Facebook. You just heard John Matthews talking about how much Facebook stock value has plummeted yesterday. And this all revolves around a firm called Cambridge Analytica, because on Friday, Facebook announced that it was cutting off Cambridge Analytica from data and from using and from Facebook services because of the way it had used data on Facebook. In summary, Cambridge Analytica, through somebody who had developed an app on Facebook, it was a personality quiz, and users on Facebook would take the quiz, and then the effect was that some of your personal data would be soaked up by this app. And then ultimately, Cambridge Analytica, which worked with the Trump campaign on the 2016 election, used the data from that, the personal data that was scraped from that Facebook encounter, in order to begin creating psychological profiles of voters that they would target during the campaign. Now, this has led to dramatic outcries, calls for regulation in the United States and overseas, and a lot of concern that somehow Cambridge Analytica and the Trump campaign, by extension, subverted the will of the American voter and made Donald Trump president of the United States. That's the animating principle behind all of this. But left behind in the conversation is how Facebook works and how much personal data is already out there being sort of absorbed. Here's the key. There's a reason Facebook is free. There's a reason Google is free. And what is that reason exactly? Because it turns out your personal information is a whole lot more valuable than you signing up for and paying a subscription fee to either of those companies. They want to know everything about your life to the extent that they can get it. What your search habits are, where you are, what you're interested in, who your friends are, who your family is, what events you've gone to, where you're having dinner, where are your reservations at. All of this personal data about you is absorbed by these social networks. They geotag you, meaning they find out where you are, what your location is. They use every bit of data that you're willing to cough up, either unwittingly or wittingly. And they use that in order to tailor advertising and experiences to you. It's never before in American history have we had this much deep access for companies who are looking to get into your life, who want to get to you, strike while the iron's hot. There's a reason, for instance, that when you search for something on Google, all of your advertising on every website you visit for the next day is the same subject that you happen to be searching for. You make the mistake of searching for a new car? Well, guess what? You're going to start seeing a lot of car ads. There's a reason for that. These tech companies know very well what you're up to because these are your habits. So Cambridge Analytica is being attacked because what they did was they violated Facebook's terms of service at the time. They basically used somebody else's data and they ingested it and then used it to begin the process of getting in touch with people and figuring out ways to advertise to potential Trump voters. They wanted people to, you know, vote for Trump. But if you go back in time to 2012, I mean, remember, legendary campaign, Barack Obama, 2012, cutting edge, on the edge of technology, spending billions of dollars or whatever it was at the time, how much money they spent on his 2012 campaign. Here's a story from Breitbart News about something that happened with the Obama campaign. Alam Bakari writes about this. He's not the only one to have written about it, but he did write about this. And Alam joins us at 7:05 this morning, and we'll get into more detail on this. Listen to this. Facebook representatives told Barack Obama's 2012 campaign that they had been allowed to use the platform in ways that would have otherwise been prohibited because Facebook was, quote, on our side. According to explosive claims from Obama's former director for media analytics, Carol Davidson. Here's Carol Davidson writing this week, 2 days ago. She wrote this on Twitter. Facebook was surprised we were able to suck out the whole social graph, but they didn't stop us once they realized that was what we were doing. They came to office in the days following election recruiting and were very candid that they allowed us to do things they wouldn't have allowed someone else to do because they were on our side. It was political. Facebook came to the realization that the Obama team was exploiting access to user data in a way that they did not intend on their network. And when I say they did not intend, that means intend for free, by the way. Facebook commoditizes this. Getting access to users is supposed to be a pay-to-play experience. So if you want to access somebody, for instance, if I go and buy an ad on Facebook right now, and I want to tap into everybody who likes the color red in the United States, well, you can do that. You can narrow target down to just people who like the color red, or like pick something, a show. Maybe they like The Walking Dead. I can target people who like The Walking Dead right now through Facebook advertising and go buy an ad, target those people. And then once you have an audience built, maybe you have a Facebook page, you can actually ask Facebook to use its artificial intelligence to find other people who fit your audience profile. You can actually do that on Facebook. So what Facebook does is they commoditize this data. They basically say, you want to have access to this? Buy it. Well, Cambridge Analytica, working with the Trump team, figured out a way to kind of do this without buying it. And that seems to be at the core of Facebook's problem with this. Meanwhile, the left's problem with this is that Trump won the election.
which is really funny because Time Magazine had an article about this. Time Magazine in 2012, November 20th, 2012, had an entire article on how Barack Obama used social media and mined the data. And they talk specifically about Facebook. Mined the data in order to get to young voters. And they're talking about how brilliant this was.
Yes.
So in 2012, November 20th, 2012, this was brilliant.
Well, it's brilliant if we agree with your politics. It's nefarious if we don't. It's underhanded. You're undermining democracy. So this is so if you're concerned, if you've been hearing these Cambridge Analytica stories, like, my gosh, I can't believe they had access to all this personal data. How do you think it happened? How do you think that all happened? It happened because people use Facebook. Facebook is free for a reason. We give them everything. There are these social networks, and this is real. These social networks, by and large, know more about you than your best friend does. These social networks know more about you than people who live in your own house might. Probably. There are things here that we've talked about this for a while. These are the things that that we need to grapple with. These are the trade-offs, and we've kind of coasted along. We've sleptwalked into this, which is like, okay, fine, whatever. You know, this is about convenience, and for a lot of people, it is. I kind of still vote the same way, but know what your trade-off is. And now the Trump campaign is being attacked for taking advantage of a system that was built to do explicitly this. It's amazing stuff. More on this with Alam Bakari this morning, 7:05, tech reporter for Breitbart News.
It's 6:15. It's now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, factor in the wet conditions, the road spray for the morning commute. You'll need extra time. That's always goes together. Route 1 in Woodbridge, northbound. Watch for delays. I'm looking at the volume now back at Featherstone Road, and it's a long, slow stretch to a crash under police direction. It's north of the Prince William Parkway before you get to 123. So that's northbound Route 1 in Woodbridge. Looks like we have the left lane blocked in each direction. In fact, northbound, just one lane getting by, so that's why it's so slow. If you stick with the interstate, 95, right about in that same stretch, that's where I see the delays. Northbound passing Potomac Mills, heading off and on toward the Occoquan, and brief delays now. Newington heading up through to the Beltway. Coming in from the west, 66 with travel lanes reported open. I'm looking at the stop and go through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, now up at the Beltway. No problems to report on the Beltway currently. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, inner loop, just a little bit of volume starts to form, and the outer loop. If you heard me talk about the crash at St. Barnabas Road, it's been cleared and those delays have quickly eased. So some good news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. this evening. Then it turns into a winter storm watch that will be in effect through Wednesday evening. So today, rain, some snow mixing in the afternoon, high around 40. Winds are going to be high, about 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Tonight, cloudy, rain, snow this evening, becomes all snow overnight. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Snow accumulating 5 to 8 inches. And just FYI, looking at the radar, you've already got a mix of snow and ice type mixture in Winchester and that area there. Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather brought to you by Pella Windows.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella Windows and Doors, perfectly beautiful.
Hey! All right, the President of the United States yesterday having a big meeting in New Hampshire on opioids. And, you know, central to the opioid question is how they get here. How the heck does all of this heroin get into these communities and continue to devastate them? We talked to Alex Azar yesterday, the HHS secretary, and the number that stood out to me and will continue to stand out to me is the number of people who die on a daily basis in the United States from drug overdose, the majority of which die from opioids. Let me reiterate it. 170 people a day die from drug overdoses in the United States. That is 10 Parklands a day. A day. So the president has made, since the campaign, made a long haul of tackling the opioid crisis, trying to figure out ways to bring it into decline. The commitments, the goals yesterday included dropping prescriptions in the United States for opioid medications by about a third. They'd like to do that in 3 years' time. They'd like to drop 33% drop in opioid prescriptions, fewer from doctors, because that's often seen as the gateway to the illegal use here, the heroin usage or abuse of prescription drugs. Here's the president yesterday talking about the source of all of this heroin in America.
90% of the heroin in America comes from our southern border, where eventually the Democrats will agree with us and will build the wall to keep the drugs out.
To keep the drugs out. 90% of it coming across the border. And by the way, that's supported by a bunch of reporting that says that is all coming from Mexico. That it is coming from south of the border.
90%. That's a staggering number. I had no idea it was 90%.
I saw, like,
it's amazing.
I saw Chris Hayes yesterday. Like, people, it's like these dumb takes. Chris Hayes, like, plays a smart guy on television. That's like one of the things he tries to do. And he said yesterday, he's like, he accused us of essentially being dog whistling. Like, this is just, oh God, of course we're blaming immigrants. Have you read the New York Times, Chris? Like, have you actually, like, just read the New York Times. They talk about this. This heroin is flowing from our southern border. It's coming into the United States. And the president's basically saying, look, Democrats are going to eventually get on board with me, he hopes, on this basis, that these drugs are just ravaging our communities And maybe it's time to build the wall. That's his point.
Yeah. Well, listen, stopping the drugs coming across the border, absolutely, along with stopping the human smuggling and all the other stuff that comes across the border illegally that flows into this country. On the other side of it, though, we have to address why so many people in this country are choosing to do drugs illegally. We need to address that question because it's not just a supply problem. It's a demand problem as well, because if there were no demand, the supply wouldn't be coming.
But also the belief here is that a lot of these prescription drugs do serve as real gateways. So people become addicted to them and then they move on to the illicit stuff.
So, I guess the question, and Mike's shaking his head. Yeah, I get that. But my question is then, so if we're going to cut down on the number of prescriptions that doctors can write, how do you do that? How do you make sure that people who can reuse them responsibly get them?
Alex Azar yesterday said re-education, telling doctors that how dangerous that is, encouraging them to do the right things and making sure they're judicious in their prescriptions. I want to mention really quickly this Sanctuary City meeting that's happening today.
Yeah.
The White House is hosting a roundtable on sanctuary cities in the afternoon. President Trump will be there, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, DHS Secretary Christian Nielsen, and a bunch of Republican lawmakers and others. I see John Kelly, Stephen Miller. They have a serious conversation going on about sanctuary cities, especially as places like California say they're at war with the federal government over the issue. At war. They're trying to tackle it at the White House today.
622 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Well, I tell you about this all the time, and really it's because it's important. You know, missing or damaged teeth, they really can affect your life in ways that are just so negative. You know, the people you love, your job, your relationships, so much. But no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, you can change your life. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff has exactly the environment you need. They're warm. They don't criticize. They don't have judgment. They're going to take care of you. No matter how complex your case, Cascades will give you teeth in a day. They can do that. And with their unique full-mouth dental implant system. What sets Cascades apart is absolutely their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Also, he's a pretty good guy. Cascades makes your comfort a priority with full sedation services that range from that pill form conscious sedation all the way up to full general anesthesia, because they've got that board certified anesthesiologist in-house. Also, they have amazing 3D printing technology in-house. They create those teeth, they polish them up, they make them perfect and strong. Exactly what you need. See Cascades' many success stories by visiting their site at cascadesdental.com and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Save now at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, making Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 per month. This week only, save up to 60% with mattresses starting at just $99. And let technology help to find the bed that's right for you. Get bed matched at Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you. That's sleephappens.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 8 seminars throughout Maryland and Virginia the week of March 19th, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have the rain and the road spray mixing with this morning's commute, so extra time for sure needed. Extra space between you and the car in front of you, definite. Update sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates in Woodbridge, Route 1. You might want to avoid this for a little bit still. They're still trying to clear the crash. Northbound Route 1 before you get to 123 and at least back to Featherstone Road for major delays heading north on Route 1 this morning. Sticking with Interstate 95 through Dale City toward the Occoquan heavy. Again, Lorton, then off and on up to the Beltway. Just that morning rush hour volume through those stretches. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, interloop back near 210. The outer loop crash at St. Barnabas Road, that's cleared, and the delays have cleared as well. Seeing some volume here increasing 210 as you push north toward the Beltway, Route 4, Route 5. I don't have any incidents reported, but we're getting into that rush hour volume. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, again in Germantown, slowing, but your travel lanes are all reported open there. Injured, can't work? Well, you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates and learn how. 800-932-1276. That's 800-932-1276. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the precipitation, rain today, west and north with winter weather advisors in effect. Could be some snow and snow mixing in even across the beltways. We go on through today, 40 degrees with a north-northeasterly breeze. Precip becomes all snow tonight. Periods of snow tomorrow, 5 to 8 inches possible. Winter storm watch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 626 on WMAL. A new survey, a new study, it's a study out by Harvard, found that more of our kids should be having weight loss surgery. More than 20% of 12 to 19-year-olds in this country are severely obese. That's crazy. And they say, obviously, these obese kids grow into obese adults. And then you've got diabetes, heart failure. Some of them can obviously die from this. And they say more weight loss surgery should be done to help these kids. That's a scary thought, I would think, as a parent, to look at your kid and go, yeah, you know what, my kid, you know, or have the pediatrician tell you that your kid's obese. I mean, do you say, yeah, I'm going to put my kid under the knife for bypass surgery or lap band or the gastric sleeve or something else? That's just crazy. How about instead we look at parents and say, you got to be careful what you're feeding your kids because your kid is obese. Maybe that should be the answer as opposed to surgery. That is a very, very scary, scary study. 627 on WMAL.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit Varidesk.com/radio. That's Varidesk.com/radio.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can.
Financing terms through Underbank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to discuss D.C. Council member Trayon White and a video that he posted on Facebook blaming the weather. on the Rothschilds. It's a conspiracy theory. It's a fun one. It's 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. You're waking up to a chilly, wet day to start the spring. And while some areas well north and west could see some ice later today, for most of us, it'll be a rainy day. The main event begins late tonight and goes through the day tomorrow.
We're looking anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, potentially a little bit closer to the higher side. You know, as you head to the northern and western suburbs, you know, we could be looking at 6 inches. And as you head to western Maryland, you know, 8 to 10, potentially up to a foot.
Meteorologist Brandon Fling with the National Weather Service. There are no delays for schools this morning. If some do decide to close early, you'll be able to get that information first at WMAL.com. The leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee will brief reporters today on efforts to prevent interference by foreign powers in the 2018 elections.
Republican Chairman Richard Burr of North Carolina and the committee's top Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia will preview some of the committee's recommendations. The committee's already prepared a larger report on the issue, one of what could be several reports to come out of the committee's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The committee's poised to hold a hearing Wednesday on attempted hacks on the state's election systems in 2016. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland Senate's going along with efforts to woo Amazon to Montgomery County. The bait, a $5.6 billion package of tax incentives. What would Maryland get in return? Hopefully 40,000 jobs with an average salary of $100,000. The Senate also passed a bill that would nearly triple the amount of marijuana a person could possess before it would be considered a crime in the state. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,611, the NASDAQ at 7,344. In sports, sponsored by Tires Plus, the Redskins have signed longtime Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick. A former Skin, Kirk Cousins will start his career as a Viking against the Eagles in the NFL season opener. Spring baseball, the Nationals lose, the Orioles win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? Your doctor said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of spinal fusion procedures, there was a gentle and effective way to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you are back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. This highly advanced FDA-approved technology decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain without the need for fusion. Locations in the Washington, D.C. area and Scottsdale, Arizona. Call 888-957-7463. 888-95-SPINE. Or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck, a decorated Vietnam War veteran that left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tires Plus offers quality name brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil. And right now, through April 4th, you can get $20 off a lifetime alignment, which allows you to align your vehicle for as long as you own it. Other restrictions apply. See TiresPlus.com for offer details.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Starting to get a little bit busy here. Maryland Beltway on the top side. College Park and around to Silver Spring with the heavy delays now in the rush hour. But a crash reported after George Avenue. So take it easy coming around that curve, please. Also to the Wilson Bridge. Backing up now before you get to 210. Maryland into Virginia. The crash on the outer loop side. Between 210 and St. Barnabas Road, that's over to the far right. No outer loop delay, but you can see it from the inner loop. So that's a part of the extra volume there to the Wilson Bridge right now. On 295, right as you merge off of the Beltway, heading up toward the Naval Research Lab with the volume in Woodbridge. Starting to see some improvement, breaking up just a little bit with the big delays on Route 1. The longstanding crash northbound as you come up to the Prince William Parkway and heading up to 123. Now out of the travel lanes again, but it did cause big delays. So now it's about clearing out that volume. Over to the Interstate 95, Dale City to the Occoquan, Lorton into Newington with the stop and go. And on that wet pavement road spray this morning, take it extra easy, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us have a winter weather advisory today for occasional rain mixing in with a little bit of snow this afternoon, 40 degrees. We think rain will become all snow as we head on through the overnight tonight with snow tomorrow, maybe multiple inches with a gusty north breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 38 in Stafford, 37 in Rockville, 40 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:05 will be Alan Bokhari. He is the senior tech reporter for Breitbart News. We'll talk to him about Facebook shenanigans and goings-on with collecting your data. At 7:15, the director of D.C. Public Works, Chris Shorter, is with us to talk about their preparation for snow. 7:35, Loudoun County School Board member Jill Turgan. At 8:05, Chuck Thies, D.C. political analyst. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
You remember Trayon White, D.C. council member for Ward 8? He's getting in trouble this week because late last week there was that snowfall that started coming down. Was it Friday? I think it was Friday morning. We got hit by a quick snowfall. Again, we looked like a snow globe all around the D.C. area for just a second.
I missed it all.
It was very pretty. Yeah, now we're in a windowless environment here. Although, if occasionally, if you can escape to a window, you can see the weather events. And that's where we saw snow coming down. And Trayon White was driving to work. Again, D.C. council member. He was driving to work, and he noticed all of this snow coming down. And, in fact, he had an explanation for it. This is cut seven. Here's him talking about why that snow was happening. And he wasn't just blaming the standard atmospheric forces here.
Man, it just started snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. This climate manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities, man. Be careful.
The Rothschilds. Mm. Okay, so sort of a well-known anti-Semitic theory. The Jews control the weather, essentially, just to boil that down for you. And since then, Trayon White has been apologizing to every rabbi he sees. He's apologized to. He's walking around D.C. looking for rabbis to apologize to. So he's gone out of his way to make the case that he meant no offense, that he didn't realize the weight of his words, and he's since reeled them back in. He's trying to make right with the Jewish community broadly.
I find the funny part of all of this, because it is funny in a way, there's humor to this, the fact that he didn't know that this was a wrong... First of all... The fact that he doesn't understand that weather can't be controlled, well, number one. Like, the fact that he thinks weather can be controlled, hilarious. The fact that he thinks that there are certain groups of people who are behind this, hilarious. The fact that he didn't know that it's an anti-Semitic statement is, like, mind blown. Like, there are so many things wrong with this. We're just picking at the thread, first thread.
You'd think, you know, I mean, I guess the assumption was that this was a one-off. But how could it be? I mean, if he said something like that, how could this be a one-off? Oh, it turns out it's not a one-off. The Washington Post with a new report. This is the lead on it. As D.C. Councilmember Trayvon White Sr. tried Monday to apologize for a Facebook post in which he claimed that Jewish financiers control the climate, new footage released by the city showed it wasn't the first time he made such comments. He also contended that the Rothschilds, a European business dynasty and frequent subject of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, control the World Bank and the federal government. He made those remarks during a February 27th gathering of top city officials, including somebody who keeps on being drawn into all these scandals, Mayor Muriel E. Bowser, and other council members. In fact, here he is on February 27th making this very claim.
First, I want to say I do support my local university. I think it's very important that we get behind you and support you. I guess one of the things I'm in question about was that there's this whole concept with the Rothschilds to control the World Bank, as we all know, infusing dollars into major cities. They really pretty much control the federal government, and now they have this concept called resilient cities, in which they are using their money and influence into local cities. How does this influence this? Because it's really about infrastructure and climate control. What does this have to do with UDC? Have they put money into UDC? Or what's the relationship between the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers in this?
Well, I haven't met any of them yet.
As we all know, he says. Now, here, get this. This is my favorite paragraph in the entire Washington Post story. No one in the room challenged his remarks. Bowser wore a puzzled look. City Administrator Rashad M. Young explained that the Resilient Cities Initiative from the Rockefeller Foundation was about helping communities prepare for disasters. No one in the room challenged his remarks. This was recorded, by the way, by the city. They've had this on file.
Weren't the Jewish members of the D.C. Council, Alyssa Silverman and Brianne Nadeau, weren't they in the room when this was said and didn't say a word, didn't speak up about it? Mm-hmm. They just sat there? So, I the entire thing is frightening to me because these are people, this guy is helping to make laws that determine how you live your life in the District of Columbia. That, to me, is the scariest part of this whole thing. How are we not looking at that? We're laughing about, you know, ha-ha, what funny, stupid statements. But then, wow, this guy's going to decide how you live your life.
Chuck Thies is a D.C. political analyst, joins us at 8:05 this morning. We'll find out the latest on this story, 6:43 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
6:45 in the WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jimmy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's wet, it's rainy, lots of road spray, and we're getting a number of accidents that keep happening. So really, just take it easy as you head out and about. New accident on the 14th Street Bridge. Just watch police roll up to the scene here. So if you're heading 395 north across the bridge span, get over to the far left. It's the right lane that's blocked, and I know a lot of you are already lined up back near the Pentagon. That's the culprit for the traffic that's just coming to a halt there. Getting a little bit better in Woodbridge on Route 1. It's extremely slow still, but the crash has cleared on Route 1 northbound before 123, so that's why we have the extra volume. Over to I-95 with delays Dale City to Woodbridge, Lorton, and up through to the Beltway. Now, getting up to the Beltway on 28 northbound, if you're coming, say, north of Compton's Corners and heading up toward I-66, the crash right near New Braddock Road. Watch for police still at the scene. See some flashing lights. And hang on, top side of the Maryland Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue. That delay extends past Georgia toward Connecticut Avenue around that curve with crash, so blocking one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory covers up most of us today. A gusty north northeasterly breeze, rain mixing with some snow this afternoon, or sleet or freezing rain west and north. 40. Precip becomes all snow overnight tonight, mid 30s. We'll stay in the low to mid 30s tomorrow. Periods of snow, winter storm watch in effect with a north breeze. Snow accumulating about 5 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 647 on WMAL. All right, it is the first day of spring today. Anybody try to balance an egg on its end? You know, supposedly you can do that on the first day of spring. You can balance an egg. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
You never did that in school?
Balance an egg?
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to balance an egg spring equinox on its end.
I did not know this. That's what I'm going to clear my schedule today for that now.
Your childhood, I'm telling you, it's very sad. You never tried to do that. It's going to snow today.
We were too busy beating each other up. We didn't have time for egg balancing.
For the first day of spring, we're going to get snow, and it's going to start. I can give you a little bit more here. I'm actually online. It looks like in the D.C. area, in the D.C. proper, it's going to start turning over to snow around 6 o'clock tonight. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tonight, and then it goes into a winter storm watch, and that's about when it's going to start to change over to snow. So your commute in this morning in this area, in the D.C. area, should be just fine. It should be raining, although looking at the radar, towards Baltimore, and like if you go north and west, you kind of like make almost an arc around there, Winchester, that area. Looks like you're getting a mixed bag of, I like that, a mixed bag of precipitation. But that snow is going to stay with us through tomorrow into 11 o'clock tomorrow night, anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. So we'll get some. But I think it's probably going to be, because it's going to be like 35 degrees, it's going to be that wet, heavy snow, which is just slushy and more of a mess than anything else. But you'll have to be careful. Wear your boots. Put your... Vince won't understand this. Mike McKay might. You put your kids' feet in the Wonder Bread bags to put them inside the boots, because the boots always leaked. Mm. And the kids always make a mess.
I was about to explain it to you, but okay, that's fine. I got it.
You parents, because by the time you came around, you weren't wearing, you know, paper bags on your feet in lieu of boots. See?
Well, nobody wore paper bags because that was a terrible idea.
No, I'm only kidding.
See? Look at me fact-checking you on this snow boot conundrum.
So, yes, you're going to see see some snow anywhere, depending on where you are. D.C., Southern Maryland, 3 to 6 inches of snow between Tuesday night and through Wednesday. Areas north and west, 6 to 10 inches.
And you've got Chris Shorter joining us, director of D.C. Public Works, 7:15 this morning. He's going to talk all about this snow and our Wonder Bread bags.
That's right. And I'll see if he knows about Wonder Bread bags. 6:50 at WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
They say that some things get better with age, like wine and my car. Because I've been taking it to Jiffy Lube for years, they've kept my car running with their signature service oil change. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs. They also follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment. And they're locally owned, just like me. Jiffy Lube only gets better with age.
Imagine Rome, Florence, and Barcelona in one vacation. The Travel Store, who handles Chris Plant's listener cruises, is offering this world-class 7-day Mediterranean cruise aboard Regent Seven Seas All Suite Voyager on July 2nd. It's a terrific value that includes almost everything in one fare. You'll be sailing from Monte Carlo to Barcelona, stopping at Antibes, France, Florence, and Rome. The French and Spanish islands of Corsica, Menorca, and Ibiza. And included in the fare, free beverages throughout the ship, including alcoholic and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, free prepaid gratuities. Plus, you'll receive a $300 per suite shipboard credit. Call the Travel Store at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Don't wait. Call 800-777-6540.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. When I named this company after Madison, it was a vow on my part to create a company that she would be proud of, that does hair color right and gives women what they deserve. We believe in beautiful, naturally healthy-looking hair and that all women can achieve that. Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color for under $25. We believe confident is the new beautiful, so we've done our job if you feel on top of the world unstoppable with your new hair color. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code FEELGOOD. That's code FEELGOOD. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, Mary. Good morning. Facebook fall and stocks are coming off a really rough day. The Dow tumbled 335 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 137. Futures are lower. Could see more of that today. Markets are higher in Europe right now. They closed mixed overnight in Asia. Crude oil is up almost 1% this morning. An explosion just after midnight at a FedEx facility in Shirts, Texas. Federal agents say it's likely connected to the serial package bombings in Austin. FedEx is set to report quarterly earnings later on today. Facebook shares are down even more in pre-market trading this morning. Investors dumped out yesterday as the company swirls in a data scandal. If you're on Facebook, your information may have been used without your consent. After 9 years of not paying you much to keep your money in a savings account, banks may soon pay you more. The Wall Street Journal says the average rate on a one-year CD is almost 0.5%, which sounds very low, but it's actually a 7-year high. Dairy Queen, owned by billionaire investor Warren Buffett, is handing out free small ice cream cones today to celebrate the arrival of spring. You're also asked to donate a little something to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coaches really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
It's 6:55. It's time for WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, we're getting a bit busy here around the region. It's the rain and drizzle on roads. Rain never helps the rush hour. So just plan for the extra time, please. Still with the crash on the 14th Street Bridge right side. So everyone coming out of Shirlington up ahead for the activity. On the Maryland Beltway outer loop as you head between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, there's the fender bender cleanup. Still watch coming off of I-95 now with the volume 270. Haven't had any incidents, thank goodness. Through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow. Now Germantown, off and on into Rockville for that stop-and-go trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory covers up most of us today. A gusty north-northeasterly breeze. Rain mixing with some snow this afternoon or sleet or freezing rain west and north. 40. Precip becomes all snow overnight tonight. Mid-30s. We'll stay in the low to mid-30s tomorrow. Periods of snow. Winter storm watch in effect with a north breeze. Snow accumulating about 5 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
All right, some more news for you out of the Trump White House. This, apparently, the president is prepared to hit China with tariffs, $60 billion of them. And that's doubling an earlier proposal in escalation of trade tensions, the headlines say. He's preparing to impose that the annual tariffs of about $60 billion against Chinese products, and that's going to be following through on his longtime threat, this according to the Washington Post. So remember, tariffs come out, blanket tariffs on steel. Conversations begin, well, if you're accusing China of steel dumping, why aren't you targeting China explicitly? Why aren't we seeing targeted sanctions, targeted tariffs? Why instead are we seeing blanket tariffs and going after everybody to include Canada? And then we heard the White House start to reel it in. They said that actually Canada and Mexico will be a part of an exemption process, and then maybe be, as a negotiation point on NAFTA, we'll be able to exempt Canada and Mexico from these tariffs. And then last week, on this program, we had economist Steve Moore stop by, and in the conversation, we were talking about a couple of things. One, we were talking to him about his friend Larry Kudlow, who just got tapped to be the chief economic advisor at the White House. Larry, by the way, joins us at 8:35 this morning. But in that conversation, he also talked about Larry's role in sort of the next steps on tariffs, specifically, as Steve teased to us, regarding China. Listen back to what Steve Moore said here on Mornings on the Mall last week.
I do think, I'll make this prediction on your show this morning, I think in the next week or two or three, you're going to see a major policy, tariff policy recommended by Trump with respect to China. And that is going to be a big, big announcement. We've got the two, heavyweights in the world economy where Trump will talk about a 30 or 35% tariff on China. And it will be related to the fact that China is stealing, according to a new report, $500 billion a year. That's by the way, it's $500 billion, not $500 million, of our technology and our patents and our copyrights and our music and our computer software, all that stuff that we produce is stolen by the Chinese. And doesn't a tariff against China violate free trade? We don't have free trade with China.
Yeah. So there's Steve Moore making that very prediction last week, and now we're getting reporting suggesting the White House is imminently about to drop a huge tariff package on China.
And those, of course, those who love tariffs are going to think it's great, and those who don't like them and consider them, you know, it's a tax, it's a terrible way to do things, they're going to hate them. And right. It's going to, you know, drive up the cost of the things you buy at the dollar store.
But the guys who are making the fair trade argument are saying, look, right. China is already stealing stuff from us. You have a bunch of governments who subsidize the construction of products within their country. Isn't it fair to bring it up to parity through a tariff package?
Well, listen, and I agree. We, you know, it's going to make our products cost more in foreign countries and affect those sales, but why should we be the only ones paying tariffs?
Larry Kudlow will talk about this with us at 8:35. A lot of questions for him.
Yes, and we're also going to be joined coming up by Chris Shorter, who's the director in D.C. of Public Works. We've got snow on the way. We'll tell you how they're preparing. Before that, though, we're going to talk with Alim Bokhari from Breitbart News Tech Reporter about what's going on with Facebook and how they're using your information. You may not even know it. It's 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Our first big winter event is coming just in time for the start of spring, but for most of us, today will mostly bring just rain.
The afternoon, we are expecting a potential bit of a lull in the precipitation, or at least lighter precipitation, later this afternoon into the evening hours. So hopefully, you know, there's minimal impact for the evening commute. Kind of our attention is turning to the overnight and Wednesday event.
Meteorologist Brandon Fling with the National Weather Service says that's when the real storm arrives, with snow starting later tonight and through much of the day tomorrow. 2 to 4 inches near town, perhaps 6 inches or even more to the north and west. Stay tuned. New this morning, another bombing in Texas, where 4 explosions have rocked Austin in recent weeks. This latest bombing, though, was a package bomb at a FedEx distribution center in Schertz. That's near San Antonio.
It's not entirely clear if it's connected to the 4 explosions that authorities here in Austin, Texas, believe are connected.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera, the package exploded shortly after midnight. One person was hurt. Drop-offs and pickups at Reagan National Airport are about to become even more difficult as work continues on the massive expansion project there.
2 left lanes will be closed at all times on the arrivals level as construction begins on 2 new security checkpoints that will open in several years. In the meantime, what can you do if you're picking someone up at Reagan National?
We are suggesting customers either use Metrorail if they can to reach the airport, or if they're driving, to use airport terminal parking garages, which will offer up to 60 minutes parking free so that folks can do those pickups away from the construction site.
Rob Yingling, Project Journey spokesman for Reagan National. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A pair of sailing ships that date back to as far as the late 1700s have been found buried on the former grounds of a warehouse in Old Town Alexandria. They were found as a developer prepares to build townhouses and condos on the site. Archaeologists say the find is extraordinary, just 2 blocks away from the site where another ship was found in 2015. No word yet on whether either ship will be recovered. Back in the day, 250 years ago, Alexandria was a bustling port town. The shoreline was extended several times, and filler was used, including derelict ships, to fill in the land there. Despite a strong economy, Montgomery County officials still say some tough decisions need to be made around this year's budget.
This budget reflects the times that we're in, which is modest growth in revenue.
It just emphasizes the importance of the decisions that need to be made, says Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimer. While it does bode well for schools,
it's an education-first budget. It fully funds the operating needs of the school system.
There are some trade-offs with that, he says.
We live in a world of constrained resources, and we can't do it all.
He does reiterate what County Executive Ike Leggett said.
We're not going to raise taxes in this budget.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Me Too movement launched another severe blow to the company once owned by disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein.
The Weinstein Company filed for bankruptcy protection while having a buyout offer from a private equity firm. The company also announced that it was releasing any victims of or witnesses to Weinstein's alleged misconduct from any non-disclosure agreements. Meanwhile, New York's governor ordered the state's attorney general to investigate how Manhattan's district district attorney handled allegations against Weinstein and why charges weren't initially brought against the movie mogul.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,611, the NASDAQ at 73.44. In sports, a longtime Cowboy, cornerback Orlando Scandrick signs with the Redskins. Spring baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time, 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
$1,000. Awesome. Four chances each weekday.
Awesome.
It's 4K a day, and it's coming soon on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I just won $1,000.
WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit JohnMarshallBank.com. That's JohnMarshallBank.com.
7:05 on WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you into town and across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash just cleared. It had been 395 north on the bridge span, but now all lanes open. I'm watching delays right as you come out of Shirlington, so